But the man who commits adultery is an utter fool. The man who commits adultery is an utter fool. Listen to what the next verse says, the next line. For he destroys his own soul. Do you want to destroy your soul? If you do, just go out and sleep with somebody that you're not married to. You can destroy your soul. Wounds and constant disgrace are his lot. His shame will never be erased. For the woman's husband will be furious in his jealousy, and he will have no mercy in his day of vengeance. How many times have you heard on the news that some guy walks in and catches his wife in bed with somebody else and he kills both of them right there? The woman he loved, that morning when he left, he thought he loved her with all his heart. He came in and found her in bed with another man, and he killed both of them in his rage. You ever heard stories like that? Sure, I have too. Everything changes when it comes to the sexual union between a man and a woman. That's something that no human being wants to share with someone else. No one. That's just the way we're made. God made us like that. He said one man, one woman, forever, didn't he? Is that what he said? He didn't want you running around on your mate. And even if you, like I was when I was in Minneapolis that time, you know, somebody could have said, well, Thurman, you know, she was that beautiful and that young. Nobody would have ever known. But I would know, and God would know. And who knows who else she'd slept with. Of course, that's back before I even understood soul ties. I didn't have any idea about soul ties. I didn't know that if she'd been to bed with 50 or 100 or 500 other men in her life, that she might have 50,000 demons in her. When I went to bed with her, I opened the door. Now I got them beasts. And that's what kills you. I don't want her demons. I want to be clean and pure. I don't want her demons. It ain't worth it. So when you learn these principles of the spirit world and how it works, it'll change the way you do business. You won't never run around on your mate. Never. Because there is a consequence, and somebody said, but I got by with it. No, nobody gets by with it. God knows. And if you've ever done anything like that, man, if you hadn't repented and asked God to forgive you, you better do it today. Ask Him to forgive you. And then get right and make sure you don't ever do it again. There is no compensation or bribe that will satisfy this irate husband. You can't buy him off. He just wants a piece of your skin. Isn't that amazing? But I don't know. I do not know a man that would be willing to share his mate with another human being. Yet, I have heard there is people, couples, that do that. But I'll tell you what. They don't know what love is, and they don't know God, I'll tell you for sure. Because if they know God, and they know the God kind of love, then that won't even be a problem. When you know God, when you walk with Him and you know who He is, the last thing you'll ever dream of doing is having a sexual relationship with someone that's not your mate. It just ain't going to happen. But if you're being led by the flesh, that's why I call this thing we live in a beast. That's what it is, a beast. It's worse than an animal. But when it's not led by God, it is an animal. And it'll do worse things. Did you know a dog, even a dog, won't have sex, male and female dog, won't have sex unless the female's in heat. And they only come in heat once every 6 months. A normal dog only comes in heat one time. It's the only time there will be a sexual relationship. Otherwise, there will be no such thing. Males and females can live together, and they won't never have any sex. They won't do it. Even a dog. But human beings, we're different. You know, it's amazing what human beings do. I mean, just take an eagle, for instance. Two eagles, a male and a female eagle, they will mate, and like our marriage, and they will mate, and that male and female eagle will lock themselves together as a couple forever. And let's say that when they become mates, and let's say 6 months later, the female gets killed. Say something happens and somebody shoots her or whatever. The male eagle will never mate with another female. If he lives to be a full life, which is 100 years, he will never mate with another female eagle. He'll only know one in his whole life. In the same way with the female. If the male were to get killed, she will never mate with another male eagle. Never. So they'll know one. Well, see, that's the way God said it's supposed to be with us. One man, one woman, get married forever. And you're to never, until your mate dies, you're technically not supposed to have another one. But under the grace that God give us, and under the freedom He's given us in the church, even if you have a mate alive, the Scripture now says you can be married again. Isn't that amazing? You can be. But it's not God's plan. From the beginning, one man, one woman, forever. Is that what it says? That's what it says. But unfortunately, today, we're not taught what's right and wrong. And unfortunately, in America, most people are not Christians when they get married. You know, if they are, they're not much Christian. They don't know the book, don't know, haven't read it. And so they say, well, we'll just try this marriage. I'll try this to see how it's going to work. If it don't work, I can always get rid of him, get me another one. You know, or get rid of her and get me another one. Haven't you heard people talk like that? Sure. The world talks like that. That's just the way they are. No big deal. You go with some guy 3 months, 6 months, or whatever, and you think, well, it's not a big deal. You know, I'll just try him out. I'll marry him. Or, no, today, the way they do it, well, you want to make sure you live together 3 months or 6 months, and you want to know, you know, what they're like before you marry them. In the church, I talk to people regularly that say they're Christians, and they're living with someone out of wedlock. You know somebody like that today? I do. I know several of them. But yet they say they're Christians. But why are you doing this? Well, you know, because, you know, I don't want to get married right now. You know, when you tell them what God's Word says, sometimes it really does offend them. But, you know, I really don't care. You know who told me to tell you the truth? God did. And I'm not afraid of you, but I sure am afraid of the king. I'm going to tell you exactly what God said in His Word. And then one beautiful part about this, I walk off and I leave, but I leave the Holy Spirit with you. And when I taught you His Word, then the Holy Spirit will continue to convict you that this Word is what I, God, said tonight. And this is what I want. And of course, people that will see this, who knows? Into the future, into the years, who knows who sees these teachings now. With the thousands of these we're sending out all the time, people hear these teachings and it changes their life because they hear things from these teachings they never heard in church. Never. But it's in the book, isn't it? Did everything we say tonight come out of His Word? Did He tell us to walk holy before Him? Did He tell us to stay away from the immoral woman? Did He tell you to have no adulterous affairs? Because He said, if you do, you're going to pay for it, didn't He? So, this is just one more branch of the book of Proverbs. Stay away from an adulterous lifestyle. Have nothing to do with it, period. Keep yourself clean and pure. Because who wants to wake up with, I'm trying to think of this venereal disease that I cannot think of the name of it. I hadn't heard the name of it in so long. But it's a disease that people get when they're young, but it never manifests until you get to be 40 or 50. What is that disease? Chlamydia? I'm trying to think. It's a venereal disease that... Gonorrhea? No, not gonorrhea. No, it's not herpes either. It's syphilis. That's what the syphilis virus. People can carry the syphilis virus for 10, 20, and 30 years, and it never manifests. And you might have picked it up when you were 20 or 25. It eats your brain up. That's right. And it does it in later life. That's right, yeah. Syphilis, that's what the Lord's talking about there. That's exactly what I thought about when He said, because, you know, you will give yourself to the cruel, and later life you will suffer in pain and suffering as this eats away at your body, just like it did that guy. You know, but many people, that's happened. You know, they go out living a lifestyle thinking, hey, I'm just sowing my wild oats, and they get this virus, and then they maybe get married, and maybe their mate never gets it. Sometimes that's a case. Now, I've seen it where the guy gets it and the wife doesn't, or she's a carrier of it, and it never manifests in her so much of the time. But him, it will eat away his brain. And it usually happens late in life because these demons of hell, just like God says in His Word, in your later life, these things will eat away at you and destroy you. So, the thing about it is, if you've ever done anything like that, make sure you repent and say, God, I'm sorry. I won't never do none of these dumb, stupid things again. Never, ever, ever. Now, Lord, I know You're my healer, and I come against any kind of a curse that might have tried to come upon me. And if there's any kind of a virus or anything in my body, I come against it in the name of Jesus. And I plead the blood over this thing. And I don't want it. Yes, Lord, I've done some stupid things in my earlier life. Yes, I've done those things, Lord, but now I repent, and I don't want it. Because how many people do you know that have done those kind of things? Almost everyone. Yeah, not everybody, but some of you have. And so just repent. Thank You, Lord, for Your blood. Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise You and thank You for Your Word. We thank You for all these warning signs that You put all through Your book, how You throw up these big caution signs and then stop signs and everything else telling us what to do, what not to do, what will bring death and destruction and sickness and disease. Thank You, Lord, for warning us so that we don't go there. So we walk holy in Your presence so we can live a long, healthy, blessed life. And Lord, that's where we all want to walk. We all want that. So Lord, thank You for being merciful to us, forgiving us of our sins, and Lord, setting us free from the curses. And then Lord, thank You for being our healer, our deliverer, our provider. And Lord, from this day forth, we want You to know we're going to do everything we can to walk holy and walk in love and walk in obedience to Your Word.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.